Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top. You write your name. I'll write my name, and then we won't get mixed up. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because we are going to color for a while and read. If you look at the first sentence on number one, you'll see that there are little circles underneath each word. I am going to call those circles bubbles because I like to blow bubbles. And then next to the sentence is a picture. We're going to look at the picture. It's a picture of a bib, you know, a baby's bib. You wear it so you don't get food all over you. I want us to color the bib blue. I'm going to use my light blue crayon, but you can use any color of blue. But I'm using my blue-green. Don't color the star. Leave the star alone for right now. Let's just color the bib blue. This little bib, this little baby bib, is for a baby, and they're so cute, and they get all messy. It's a picture clue about our sentence. I'm pretty sure the word bib is going to be in our sentence. Maybe along with some words like baby and baby food. I don't know. But I think for sure, because we're coloring a bib, that is going to be in our sentence. Take two more seconds for that blue bib. Two, one, and then let's color the star yellow. Find a yellow crayon and let's color the star yellow. Okay. Shouldn't take you too long because it's a little star. Take 2 seconds. Two. One, and put down your yellow crayon. All right, now let's look at our sentence and see if you can find the word bib, since that was our picture clue. Bib. B-I-B. B-I-B. Do you see it? It's the second word. Find that blue crayon that you were just using, and let's color the bubble under the word bib blue. We'll make it match. It's the second word. It has B-I-B. And we're only coloring the bubble under the word bib. We're not coloring any other bubbles. Okay, blue crayons down. Find your pointer finger. Find it. Should be attached to you. Okay, put it under the first word, or put it right on top of the bubble of the first word. I'm going to practice reading this sentence, and I just want you to listen to me while you move your finger. I don't want to sound like a robot. I want to sound fluent, which means just how we're talking. So here we go. You move your finger. The bib is little. Did I sound like a robot? I hope not. Let's try it again. Move your finger. The bib is little. Do it with me. You read out loud. Don't read out too loud, though. Ready? The bib is little. One more time. How is the bib? Tell me. The bib is little. Good. Let's move down to number two. Oh, look. It's a lady without a face. Ah! Oh, okay. It's a wig. Let's color the wig brown. Can you find your brown crayon? Let's color the wig brown. All right. One time, I don't know if you've ever watched the show Scooby-Doo. One time I was Velma for Halloween. This is a true story. And I wore the red, you know, she has like that reddish brownish hair. And I wore a wig and I looked so different. It was weird. The wig also made me hot. I didn't really like it. But I looked so weird because I have blonde hair. I looked so weird with the reddish brown hair. I'm just telling you. That's the only time that I've ever worn a wig. Okay. Hang on to that brown crayon for me. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. I'm pretty sure because we just colored a picture of a wig that the word wig is going to be in our sentence. So I want you to look for it. Wig. W-I-G. Wig. See if you can find it on number two. The word wig. Find it. It's the last word. W-I-G. Let's color the bubble under the word wig brown. Color the bubble brown. Fill it in. And then put down your brown crayon. Do you see there's a question mark after the word wig? That means when I read the question, I'm going to use my question voice. So find your pointer finger. It should still be attached to your body. And put it on the first bubble under the word do. Follow along with your finger while I practice reading in my question voice. Do you have a wig? Do you? Let's do it again. Move your finger. Do you have a wig? Maybe I want to borrow it. Go back, move your finger, read it out loud with me. Ready, go. Do you have a wig? Don't forget your question voice. One more time, use your best question voice. Ready? Do you have a wig? I do not. Well, actually, I do. I have the Velma wig. I don't know why I'm saying I don't. All right, let's scoot down to number three. Do you see that can? Let's color it gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can actually use your pencil. It makes a nice, neat gray color. So you can use your pencil if you need to. So go ahead and color that can. Do you know what this can is made out of? Sometimes cans are made out of aluminum, and sometimes they're made out of tin. This can that we're coloring right now, it's a tin can. It's a tin can. You know, the Tin Man on The Wizard of Oz, if you've ever seen that movie, he's made out of tin. It's like a cut, kind of a metal. That's what this can is made out of. It's made out of tin. Okay, take three more seconds to color that gray. Three and two and one. Hold on to your gray crayon. I want you to look for the word tin in the sentence on number three. T-I-N. T-I-N. Do you see it? Count the bubbles. Which bubble is it? Start at the beginning. One, two, three, four. Color that bubble gray for me. T-I-N. We're coloring the bubble under the word T-I-N. Tin. Tin. The metal. And then put down your gray crayon. Make sure that pointer finger's still attached to you. And let's put it on the first bubble of the first word in the sentence. It says it. It just has a period in this sentence, so I'm just going to read it in my normal voice, no question. Follow along with your finger while I practice reading fluently. It is a tin can. What is it? Let's read it again. Move your finger. It is a tin can. Good. Read it out loud with me. Move your finger. Ready, go. It is a tin can. Last time, move your finger. Ready, go. It is a tin can. Good. Okay, let's scoot down to number four. This is an emergency medical kit. See it? So we need to color it red. Emergency medical kits, they're usually red and white. So let's just color it red. I'm going to leave the little plus sign or the cross sign or the T. I'm going to leave that blank. That'll be white for me, but I'm going to color everything else red. Okay. Have you ever had to use an emergency medical kit? Have you ever had to, you know, get a Band-Aid or a rubber glove? Yeah. Emergencies are an emergency, huh? They're scary sometimes when it's an emergency. Hang on. Color that whole kit red. Now, because we're coloring an emergency kit, I'm pretty sure this sentence is going to be about an emergency kit. I'm smart like that. I can put things together. All right, take three more seconds. Three, two, one. All right, let's look for the word kit in the sentence on number four. K-it. Kit. K-it. Kit. Do you see it? Yep, it's the last word, K-I-T. Color that bubble red, the one under the word kit. Color it red. And then put down your red crayon. Do you see the question mark? We're going to practice using our question voice. It's a question about the kit. Put your finger on the bubble under the first word. Follow along while I read. Move your finger. Ready? Where is the kit? Where is it? Let's practice again. Move your finger. Where is the kit? can't find it. Okay, read with me. Move your finger, ready, go. Where is the kit? Okay, last time. Where is the kit? I mean, where'd you put it? Good job. All right, let's scoot down. Ooh, look at him. Look at that kid. He's got a trophy. Let's color the trophy yellow. Cool. Go ahead and color that trophy yellow. Do you have a trophy? Do you have more than one trophy? I don't have any trophies. I really did not play sports growing up. I'm not that good at it. Nope. It's a true story. I'm not that good at sports. I like to watch them, though, especially baseball. Take 2 seconds. Two. One. Can you find a green crayon? Let's color this boy's shirt green. Color his shirt green. I would like to have a trophy. Maybe I could have a trophy that says, world's best recording voice. Since I'm doing world's, you know, listen and learn, you get it? Okay, put down your green crayon. Let's find a blue crayon and color his pants blue. He'll be wearing some jeans today. So this kid won a trophy. He's a lucky duck. All right, put down your blue crayon, and then let's color his hair black. Can you find your black crayon? Let's make his hair black. We'll have black hair. So I wonder what this kid won. Like, was it soccer? Was it the spelling bee? I don't know. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, find that yellow crayon that we were just using. Find that yellow crayon and look for the word kid. K-K-I-D. Kid. K-I-D. Yep. Bubble that. Fill in that bubble yellow under the word kid. K-I-D. Fill in the bubble. Kid. And then put down that yellow crayon and look for your green crayon. And let's find the word win. Win, because he can win. W-I. Win. Yep, it's the fourth bubble. Fill in that bubble green for me. It's the last bubble. Fill that bubble in green. And then put down your green crayon. All right, I see an exclamation mark. That means we're super excited when we read this sentence. We're going to practice being excited. Find your pointer finger. Point to the first bubble. Follow along while I read. And my excited voice. Ready? This kid can win. Do it again. Follow along with your finger. This kid can win. Yes. All right, do it again with me. This time, you read out loud too. Ready, go. This kid can win. And one more time, last time. This kid can win. All right, last one. Move down to number 6. We're on the last one. There's a zipper. Let's color it blue. Find your blue crayon. Let's color the zipper blue. We're going to, you know, even the part that kind of looks like the letter Y, we're going to color all of it blue. The zipper itself and like the fabric, we'll color it blue. Zip. It is not going to zip up, or it might zip down. The zipper could be stuck. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. And then you're stuck inside of your sweatshirt and you don't know what you're going to do. And you get really hot. And then you need help. And then you say, I can't wear this zipper sweatshirt anymore. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Hold on to that blue crayon. See if you can find the word zip in the sentence. Zip. See it? It's the third bubble. 1, 2, 3. Z-I-P. Fill that bubble in blue for me under the word zip. Make it a blue bubble. And then put down your blue crayon. This sentence just has a period. So we're just going to practice reading it in our normal, fluent voice. Put your finger on the first bubble. Follow along as I read it in my normal, regular voice. She can zip it up. What can she do? Let's read it again. Move your finger. She can zip it up. It's true. All right. Do it again. This time you read out loud with me. She can zip it up. One more time. She can zip it up. Awesome. All right, let's go back to number one and practice reading all the sentences. Ready? Number one, point to the words. Look at the pictures to help you. This one is about the bib. Ready? Go. The bib is little. Number two, see the picture? It's the wig and there's a question mark. Ready? Go. Do you have a whip? Number three, it's about the tin can. Ready? Go. It is a tin can. Number four, look at the picture. It's about the kit and it's a question. Ready? Go. Where is the kit? Number five, the kid can win, remember? Let's read it. This kid can win. And the last one, number six, she can zip it up. You did it. Boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.